Gemara Menachos, the Chafetzan Day says, Amar Rava, Shiva Isis, Sicha Shleishas Yunan, Bein Lahain Shadnas Gave. The seven Isis in Sakras, in the area of Yitari Tun Mazuz, is the Nitagin. The Gemara calls it Zunan, but in this guy's in all of the chas is called Zion, Zune, but in the Majashim they call it Tagin, and the Yishayim and the Pesachim all refer to it as Tagin. It's three very singular lines on top of the Isis, like a kesa, like a crown, on these seven Isis. Shin, Ayin, Tes, Nun, Zayin, Gimun, and the Tzadik. Shat and Skates. As Machlis Yishayim with Tagin is Ma'akiv. If you make a Zevitari, it's Unum Mazuz, without Tagin is a Ma'akiv in that. The Rambam, for example, Hilchot Zevitari, Machaches, and Machates, is the Ferish, the Zor of a Tagin, the person should be listed to the Tagin, it's a Messiah. But the Rambam does say, Kozba Meilu, we never know Mitzvah Minim Bukha. It's only Mitzvah Minim Bukha. The Yim Shina, or Shemai Dikdik with Tagin, if you made a mistake, how is this safe kosher, the safest kosher. That's the Rambam Sheet, the Tagin is a Ma'akiv. So Santa Tur in Erechayim Simon Hamavav and in the Yerdeis Simon Reishayim Dalet, he also brings down the Rambam Sheet that the Tagin is Amakiv, but his Raya is, he doesn't mention this Rambam. He just says the fact that Rambam doesn't mention Bechol Tiburi the Indian of Tagin. The fact that Rambam doesn't mention the Indian of Tagin, by the way, Rambam Sheet is Amakiv. So I didn't understand. Rambam does mention Tagin. He says Yizoya. He says just. So I think what the Tur means is that the Rambam doesn't mention anywhere which Oistis have Tagin. Ram doesn't say the Isis of Shat and Escapes. The Ram just says, he's over Tagin, the feed of Messiah, be nizit to make Tagin, and it's only this from Mufa, so the Torah is saying, it will be Ma'akiv, Rambam will be Mepharad, and explain the Allah, which Isis is, Shinayin, Tess and Zion, Gimel, and
Zion. It's not legal, but it's still a legal.
Yeah, okay, well, Ma'akiv, Ram doesn't say it, this is horror. But the Torah is Medayak, in fact, it doesn't, the Torah is Ram doesn't bring it down at all, but Ram does mention it. I think he means Ram doesn't say which Isis. So that's right, that the Ram holds on Ma'akiv, but the real kasha of the Torah is, you don't have to go make a diak from that. Ram says the Ferish. That these calls from Ma'emu, is going on Tagin, or Nemuel, and Mitzvah, and Mucha, and Mishina, is Shaykh Dikvit Tagin, how is that the same kasha? Ram says the Ferish, that if you don't do Tagin, or you do it wrong, it's kasha.
So Ram says
the Mishina, or Yishun, like Dikdek, with Tagin. Then I'm a doctic. But you have to do something, you mean?
Yeah.
You have to do something. Okay, the Torah's diak is for the fact that he doesn't say which Isis.
Is it something which Isis? Is it Machlokes?
No, the Rambam, the Gemara Pefer says the Tagin is on these Isis, Shat and Gates. There is another Rambam, a very interesting Rambam, in Perek Beis Hilchos Tefillin, Halachah Ches, Halachah Tes. The Rambam says the whole definition of Tagin, that these Tagin, special Tagin on different Isis in Tefillin. Just in Finland, not in Sefer Torah and Mezuzahs, but in Finland, the Rambam says it's a Messiah to make Tagin on different Isis. For example, the Rambam says, Pasha Rishayna, the first Pasha of Kaddish Yikobacha, Yeshua Ois Achas Bavad, the Rambam says. There's one Ois that has Tagin, but he Mem Stuma Shom Miyamim. The Mem Stuma, the end of Mem, of the word Miyamim. In the first Pasha of Finland, it says, V'hoyim Ois Yavchon, Yitzchon Ben Yenecha, V'shamatis Chukah Zois, L'moyeda Miyamim Yamima. On that word miyamim, on the last mem, the end of mem, the Rambam says mitagin. It's not from Shat and Skates. It's not from those seven Isis. It's a different letter, mem, and there's tagin on that. Then the Rambam says in the second pasha, he says you make tagin on the hay, the Ois hay five times. In that pasha, you have the Ois hay five times, and the Ois hay normally has no tagin. But in Tefillin, on the second, not the first pasha, the second pasha, the Ois hay has tagin, and he goes on. The third pasha, the fourth pasha, special Messiah, it must be Moshe Mitzrayim. In Teshuvah Pet, make Tagin on these Isis. The Biskrov speaks about this in Sefer Rambam, Pekei Mochasun Lachamach, and in the Biskrov, Chushe Griz, Zaltoya, in the stencils. In Pashat Vashan, he speaks about this Rambam. I asked a Sefer, I'm not even sure what the Sefer is filling that I'm wearing. Do we have these Tagin? These special Tagin on the Ois Mem, on the Ois Hey, not in Shatnes Gates? So Sefer told me that by the season they do it, by the Rebbe's they do it, they mark on it, but Saket, the Lutishah don't do it, the Ashkenazim don't do it, and he says, the father of Daphne Zrach also don't do it. And he told me the Briskis, but Dafka don't do it. And he told me the reason is, the way he was told, that the reason why Briskis, but Dafka don't do it is because if you make a tag and it gets separated from the ice, it'll come out to be like a little tiny Zion. The tag looks like almost like a Zion. So if it gets separated from the ice, you have a Zion Ben Ashitin. You have extra letters between the lines, and that'll pass it. So that hefted apostling is not kedai, the whole schar of making this sheet of the Rambam. Interesting, but I didn't really understand that because they do tagin on Shatnas gates, that they do. And they're not afraid that it's going to separate, and they're also not ma'akiv. You know. So if you want to, I guess maybe this is a machoikis.
Maybe on the Rambam, but they were Rambams.
Actually, he told me the chassidim, and then they call for tefillin, and the rebbe, they say they want a shemush rabba tefillin. It's called a shemush rabba tefillin. It says the shemush rabba is one of the rishonim that the Torah brings down. Also, the same this messiah of tagan, the same as the Rambam. They call for some reason al shemay. It's called al shemay shemush rabba tefillin. And chassidim are makbid, and he said not all, but a lot of chassidim are makbid on it. Some chaskarot. He got a call from this like a friend of mine, the bishop of the block. He's from Chacham, he's from Rishon Yeshiva. The chaskarot bought by him. He wants the shemush rabba tefillin. Okay, but going back to the regular tagin that we used to, Shatnas Gates, that the Rambam says and the Torah brings down, the Shitas Rambam is not market, and the Torah brings down, the Rush also holds not market.
It could be that the letter, could be the regular letters with the piece on it, that is the letter itself.
That's why they're more worried about it. But Shatnas Gates with the Rambam holds also not like the same Rambam. The Rambam brings down the Messiah. Here he actually tells you which he used to make it on by tefillin. But he says that the Rambam says they also not like it. When the Rambam brings down those ICs, he also ends off. What says the lashon that's not like it. Even with us, a tagin or hoisav gor behen lo pasul. That's what he says on the special tagin of tefillin. It's also not like it. And the Torah brings down the Rush, it also holds like the Rambam, that Tagin are not Ma'akiv. And the Rush, the reason is, Kevishli Nitzka the Gemara, since it's not mentioned in the Gemara. So this, Rush, I also don't understand it. It is a fair Shigmar Menachos, Tafak Tes, I'm a Rabba, it's a member of Rabba, Shiva, Isis, Trichis, Shosh, Zinin, they go hang Shatnas Gates. So what's the Rush saying that it's not mentioned in the Gemara? So the only way I could understand it is, the Rush means it's not mentioned in the Gemara, it's Ma'akiv. There's no Gemara saying that the Tagin are Ma'akiv, maybe that's what he means. But my said that's the Ram Sheet and Rush and the Sheet's Rush, that Tagin are not Ma'akiv. The Torah brings down from the Shemush Rabba, that Rishon, the Shemush Rabba, that's Chaylok. He holds Tagin are Ma'akiv. The Tagin is, if it's Tagin and Mezuzah, it's Ma'akiv. And so it says, Roy Lahachmi Kedvarav. Should we Machmi like the Shemush Rabba? And that's what we do on our Sephitayat and Mezuzah. On these days, the Shabbos Gates, we have Tagin. And Shubsky Vegas and Machavanov, the Shoyal, yes, the Kivegish Akasha on Ram and the Rush from the Gemara and Shabbos, the Chavetam and Beis. The Gemara says, Tana is a Bryce, and it's Chavet Luchte Beis Achas, Vel Mugyod Nishtayim Chayim. The first one was Mechavet to write one Ois, and it turned into two Oisies. He had in mind one Ois, and it turned into two Oisies, he's Chayim. So Maisi wrote two Oisies. In fact, the Gemara, but Tana and Pata, the Mishnah says, you Pata, the Mishnah is the same case. It's Chavet Luchte Beis Achas, because of Shtayim, you Pata. So the Gemara answers, "Loi kasha, how the boys uni, how the loy boys uni." The case where you're potter, the mishnah's case where you're potter, is when you need to make tagin, and you didn't make tagin, so you didn't finish the ice. That's why you potter. And the case where you're chayiv is loy boys uni. It was ice that doesn't need tagin. So we're gonna get this one. First of all, to understand the whole Gemara, the Gemara's mashma that the pesur is not because you machab nuchte vaysachas. The Gemara says the Farish, so even if he holds pot, it's only because it was missing tagin. So Tosfos basically tells the Chazakasha, why don't you say that the reason why you pot is because you want mechaber do a malacha? You mechaber luchte b'sachas. It's a Gemara. If you're not mechaber do a shiur, the shiur of Kosev, the Mishnah says, the Chayim Gimel and Aleph, is two oisius. And you had in mind to write one ois, and it turned out to be two oisius. What you should be potter because I had no kavanah to do a shiur. And Tosfos brings down the famous Gemara on Shabbos, the Chayim Gimel and Aleph. The Gemara says, Kosev. So here also, I didn't have a mind to do a malach of two oisis, so I had a mind to write one oisis, but all of it's turned into two. Why you chayid? So you have to understand, so I said, that's the way I understand it. The lashon of Tosfos, I think this is interesting that the Tosfos says, the Mishnah is talking about where in this ksiva, you had in mind eventually to write two oisis. You really had in mind to write two oisis. At this moment, you had in mind to write one ois. But in the soul sitting down writing, you were sitting down to write two oisis. So even though at that moment you only meant to write one ois, and it turned into two oisius, which eventually you were going to write, that's not called the Tzchav and Pachsim HaGashiyah. It's B'chidosh of Tosfos. It was a Maisa, right now I had a mind to write one ois, there was an accident that it came into two oisius. But since I did have a mind in this ksiva to write the two oasis, that's also called Nisraven. It's also called Nisraven. It's not such a Gemara that says Nisraven is like Stein, the Zohar Gav. I mean, you only meant to throw two Amos. You weren't planning on ever throwing it the four Amos, and then it went four Amos. That's why you bought it. But that's Tesis Shabbat. It says the Kuftalam on the base, and this speaks about Kufheim at all. Also, this is the same Indian.
It's Balamar, it's not sure.
And the other Yishim seem to know the difference. Which Balamar?
Balamar says that
Dalam is
because it's Mamakam, Mamakam.
It's like a different Rishus.
Different Rishus. It's not only Shay. It's like
Zerik Rishus Ayyaf.
If
you're Zerik Shay,
it's
Tayam,
you're not Mechavim for Lofi.
And when you're
Mechavim
for one Oys.
You're Mechavim for Lofi, but not the Shay. In other words,
Getting back to the Gemara's kashas, so the Gemara holds, basically the Gemara says, but El Biyodei Be'Eis, when he wrote two Oysias, one case is Chayev, and one case is Pata. So the Gemara explains, hold the boys uni, hold my boys uni. So the Posh Pshat in the Gemara again is that the Bryce that says Yichayev means you wrote Oysias for Shatna's case that need Tagin, and then it's Ma'akiv. And then if you didn't write the Tagin, you Pata. So Frekta shows with Vega, Bisham Akwintish Mishraba, Tagin on Ma'akiv, he understands that if you wrote an Ois and you left out the Tagin, you didn't finish the Ois, it's a Chatzi Ois. The whole like the Rambam and the Rosh, the tagin are not ma'akiv, so why is not malchus kosev? Even if you left out the tagin, but you wrote oisius ksheris, so why is not chayev mishum kosev? So this gemara that wants to say that when you write oisius and need tagin, if you leave out the tagin, it's not malchus kosev, you're not chayev, it's held in the ois. Ksheris are right, it's mishurah, but the tagin is ma'akiv. So Kivegi answered him back. He said, Teres is often talking for the Rambam and the Rosh that they hold that really tagin is not ma'akiv. But the Meister, they do hold some Mitzvah and Mufla. And if you had in mind to do Tagin, it was like, Lugama Machshavosa. You didn't finish what you planned on doing. That's why you potter. Even coming from the Rosh, don't learn the Gemara, but if you are Oisis, don't need Tagin, that's why you chayev. But if you are Oisis that need Tagin, and you're missing the Tagin, even though it's not Ma'akiv, but it's still a Chatzi Ois, because you didn't finish the Ois. What? It's similar to it. So Lashon HaRatzon, Hod the boy that you wanted to write Zuni, Hod the loy boy Zuni. Here you didn't want to write Zuni. So Kivegi says the whole Bryce, according to Rambam and the Rosh, can be talking about the Mishnah and the Bryce can be talking about in the Sefer Torah with the same oysters or Shatnas Gates. And over here you wanted to do Lachatchila, Hod the boy you wanted to do Zuni, you wanted to do Tagin. And here it's talking about what you wanted to do with the Eved, what you wanted to do without Tagin. And that's why when you want to do without Tagin, then it's Zicha Ois is Kointram in the Rosh. But when you want to do with Tagin, even Kointram in the Rosh, then it is an Ois, but Yeva, but since that's what you wanted, you didn't finish Machshavasai, and you part of. The Kivega host says neither. He says he's Medaik, the boy means, I also might think it means on the Inam that we need. Okay. But the Kivega says the boy over here means,
sometimes it
means both. But his big is, it didn't say Har Tzich, look in his Lashon. Har Tzich is a Har boy, maybe it would have been clearer that since boy here can be read both ways, the Gemara, maybe Kivega holds it. If it meant Tzich, it would have said Tzich. And the Kivega says, really, this is a teretz for the Shemush Rabba also, because the way the Shoy wanted to learn that if you hold like the Shemush Rabba, the Tagin is Ma'akiv, then it's poshut if you're missing Tagin, that you'll be potter. The Kirik Tagin doesn't think that's true. Even if you Shemush Rabba, Tagin is Ma'akiv, but it's definitely, that's been a Gei Hilchos Sakras, but the Gei Hilchos Sefer Torah is definitely an Ois. For example, you don't need Tagin, even if you Shemush Rabba, you don't need Tagin when you're writing a letter to somebody, or when you're writing Gittin even, Kivega says. So even in the Sefer Torah itself, the Tagin is only for the Hsheir of the Sefer Torah, the Mashal Sefer Torah. But for Ksav and the Gei Shabbos, even when it's Mishirabah, the Tagin Makiv, it should be Ksiva. Why is it not Ksiva? You see the Oysters, you can read them. The Oysters are very plain in the Sefer Torah. Maybe the Kasha was you use the Sefer Torah for learning, maybe not for laming, but you can learn Chumash from the Sefer Torah. So the Torah says, even according to Tishma Shrabi, you have to learn the same svara. For the boys' union means, the chiluk is when you wanted to finish. If you wanted to finish with the tagin, that's why you chayiv. If you didn't want to finish with the tagin, then it's nice on the son, that's why you bought it. But what I didn't see this with Kvega, and also it's a little bit unfair to me, the Kvega and Hogamara, isn't it nice thing about talking about a Sefer Torah? Both cases, how the boys' union, how the women's union, is it talking about regular writing? It's not so plain anymore. So, what?
It's well, it doesn't
have to be. It's a little bit unfair. And the
if
other
it's boys' union, if you want to make the union, then even on a regular level, it would be
like a sky in the shop. And my other question, and I saw the stipe, when I asked the question, in Sefer King's Yaakov, and Menachos, and Yechess, I suppose, that there's a Gemara in a few places in Shabbos that says the other way, that Neschavon Lizrek Ches, the Zorak Dalin, the person had in mind to throw something Ches Amos, and he only threw a Dalin Amos, he's Chayim. Because when he had in mind to throw a Ches, that included the four Amos. When he had in mind to throw eight Amos, that included the four Amos. So Yechayiv, on at least you do the beginning part of what you wanted to do in Yechayiv. And whereas there's another famous case, a curse of Shem Yishimon. Someone had in mind to write the name Shimon, and all he wrote was the Shem, Shin Mem. The Gemara actually writes Shem Yishimon, Shin and the Mem. Like Shem, but I always learned the Gemara, like the Chayiv, it means he wrote the Shin and the regular Mem, because he's trying to write the word Shimon. So, but every time I read the Shem Yishimon with the end of him, but I think this one means the regular one. But the case of Shem Yishimon, even though he had in mind to write the whole name Shimon, but he only wrote the first two A's, the Shin Mem, he's Chayev. Because the same story, because when you had in mind to write Shimon, you also had in mind to start with Shin Mem. And once you wrote Shin Mem, that's already Yeshia. Is the main law, here also, what's the Kiri answering that Hodabai's Yuni means that, what's the Gemara saying in the way of Kiri learns, Hodabai's Yuni over here, that your Pata is because you wrote the Oisis and you had in mind to write the Tagin, you didn't finish the Tagin. But the cash is, it shouldn't be any worse than Shem Yishimon. I wrote the Ois or four Amos from eight Amos. I did write the beginning of the Ois, which I had in mind also. I didn't finish it. I didn't finish it with the Tagin. But the part that I wrote is also a Shia.
Really?
The part.
He wants to write more, and here he didn't even finish what he wanted to do.
Yeah, the other thing,
she's saying
that you didn't finish the
Oasis. No, you finished the Oasis. You wrote to it. You just didn't
write the Tagin.
You write the Tagin. So he's saying because I wanted to write the Tagin, that's why it's one of his. So here I wanted to throw it eight Amos, but I only threw four Amos. But in the Rutsin of eight Amos, the Gemara says the Rutsin of four some chayv. So here in a full ice with Tagin, it includes the Rutsin of an ice without Tagin.
Yeah, you
Messiah. Yeah.
So any time if I want to write eight, I want to throw eight, and I do four, I definitely fulfilled what I wanted. But
and Shem Yishimon also, right? And Shem Yishimon, I went to write the name Shem, includes the Kavan right. To write Shem. So it's not called Lagom Mashavas, it's not called Lagom.
But if I want to write with Tagin and I didn't complete with Tagin, so I'm not even fulfilling what I wanted to do.
But I started it. It's like the four Amos. I didn't finish what I wanted to do, but I wrote the. And it is a full ice. It is a full ice. You can say, but to get a Shabbos, it's a full ice. My sister's type of system is
the same.
Your
question would be if a person wanted to write a chest.
Yeah.
And he only wrote the Zion. Is that considered?
But you're saying that the type wants to say. My sister one says like that. The sister one says that the infection, the gufa ois, the gufa ois that he had in mind. I didn't really understand this so well there, but he's saying what you're saying. He's saying here the chesaron was you didn't go like goma in the gufa ois. Over there you finished the two oisies just to finish the rest of the oisies. That's called. But I wasn't chavan the two oisies and I'm chayiv. Or by dar ames is a chetzif itself, it's a sheaf itself, and I did the dar ames which I had in mind also just to finish the eight. Over here in the gufa ois that I wanted to write, I didn't finish. That's part of. But even though in the gufa ois it is an ois shalom, the Kivega says, it's only I didn't finish what I wanted to do. So why don't you look at that tag like the next four ames? That's nice. That's what I want to say. Very good. What? No, he doesn't get a mashal. That I would think might be a little different. But here I had in mind to make a zayin, which in English, or shin. And I wrote a shin. I wrote a shin and ayin. Shin and ayin both need have tagin. I wrote a shin, so I had in mind to do a shin and ayin with tagin. I wrote a shin and ayin, which would be a malacha, but because I didn't finish, so you, a lot of times if you did a shir, a full ayis, even though you didn't finish, you should be chayiv. The same way if you do haitzah for amas. And you had a moiny ramas yichayev. Okay, I might say that was the kasha, but the type also says that I could have a kasha. The Torah is not shver. The Tzaddik Kashrut is not Shvei. He says, it's a question that, because this is in the good voice. The Stipe is a different Kashrut, she does like Tzarchin. He has a different Kashrut, there's a Gemara that says, someone makes a kava make a pizza. It was a keli that, it was a little making the keli, he already became a kava. And some people leave it that way as a kava, and some people finish it off to be a kapiza. It's a bigger keli, a different type of keli. The Gemara says, even though he had a mind to make a kapiza, it's a bigger keli, but once it's a kava already, since some people are makayim it that way, you chayiv. So, affect the site, the same thing over here. Some people keep write the shin ayin without tagging. So, why aren't you chayiv? It should be like kav makapizna. And that he blabs sochiyin, v'shem sochiyin, and that he writes, that's the kashasim. So, for that kasha, I was thinking maybe the teretz is by kav makapizna, there are people that want a kava, that want a, that stopped it, that make the small keli, and that's the way they want, that's what they're using, the small keli. Mashen came by tagin. According to Shmuel Shirab, nobody stops without tagging because it's makam, and even according to the Rambam, that's him, nobody really stops him. And if he wants to tag it, he's not going to stop, he's going to finish it. It's not saying it's not finished as a kava, which some people have chino stop by kava. Yeah, if they talk about Sefer Torah. So let's get back to the Shayla. How do you know the Gemara is? It's talking about with a Sefer Torah or without a Sefer Torah. So, Poshit, when the Gemara answered, how the boys uni, that it's Potter. If you write the Shin Ayin test or one of these atheists without uni, and the kid learned you had a mind to finish this uni with tagging that spot, I would learn Poshit that is talking about Ksiva Sefer Torah. It's talking about Dafka Sefer Torah. If it would be not a Sefer Torah, and somebody wrote, Shin Ayin wrote these letters, and he had a mind to tagging, I don't think it's Mustafa to say that he's Potter. Because there, it's Bechal, there's no Indian to tagging. There's no Indian tagging, so if a person just wrote it that way, why should I be Potter? That definitely like our kasha. We did this before, even in the Sefer Torah itself, I was asking, on Maisa you wrote a Shin and Ayin, and on Shabbos also you said Yechayim, and it's fair to understand how a person can write, then before God has this kasha, it says it's to me and Milsa, that a person can write pages and pages of Isis that need tagging, or against the words of tagging, but it's missing tagging and it's Potter on Shabbos. Well, Maisa, we wanted to say that it's missing in the ice. It's what he wanted to finish with the tagging. He wanted that, but I guess he's saying that going back and finishing.
Tagging means that's what he wants.
Yes, he did. Okay.
Then you'll be, if you're right, you'll be in some crystal type of stuff, Yeah. Kind of okay, there's no mindless, no gospel. It's two different worlds here. So you did a schleimus in the ice. Over here, since you wanted to have a schleimus in the ice.
Well, let's go back the other way. The Gemara said, for the boys unit, that the Bryce said that you wrote two oisies. I mean, the Mishnah. So the Mishnah, no, it was the Bryce. The Bryce says you wrote two oisies. Yechayev is talking about for the loy boys unit. Oh, right, the Bryce one more time, it says that you pot the Bryce says Yechayev is the loy boys union, you don't need tagging. That looks like it could be either Sefer Torah or with the other Isis, you don't need tagging, or you go on like the Rambam and for some reason he wanted to write with the Evet, or even like the Shmish Rabbi, he wanted to write without tagging. If you plan on writing without tagging, that's partial that you pot. But the case of her the boys union, that you pot if you did not write the Zuni, Chayit is talking about Dafka Sefer Torah. The person had in mind to write with Tagin was saying that he's Potter. If he didn't write the Tagin, that Chayit is only in the Sefer Torah Tfilin Mezuzah. It's not a regular letter. But I saw in a Sefer Masa Melach from a guy named Sman Diskin, a Rashid in Kotoya, has a Sefer on Chuzis Kivega. It's got a misprint over there. They printed it on Simon Nun Alef, and it's supposed to be on Kivega Simon Chof Alef. But he understood from Kivega that Kivega was saying this Torah even when you're writing in Igeris or Gittin. Even when you're writing Igeris or Gittin, a letter, a davachol, or a get, if you had in mind to write these letters with tagin, and you wrote it without tagin, you'll be part of it. Because Sumaisa, you had in mind to write them with tagin. And he asked himself, why? Sumaisa, these are kashra letters, why should you be part of it just because you had in mind to write with tagin? And he doesn't explain his kashra, but I think the kashra should be like, kashra shem yishimen. Or, there for sure, I think you know that it's a shem yishimen. It's not missing anything in the letter. You just had in mind to write something after it, more tagin on it, why should it be part of it? So he wants to say a teretz that I want to say a chiddush that a ksav with tagin is a different language. It's like a whole different lashon. He gives a mashal like if a person would write Chatzi, I have in mind to write in English, for example, two chatzi oisdias. And it turns out that in China, in Chinese, these are complete oisdias. That would not be chayiv. Doesn't make a difference. It's some other lashon that's a complete ois. I had in mind to write in English, and in English, these are chatzi oisdias. You'd be popped on. The same thing over here. Once they writing with tagin is like a whole different language. And if I had in mind to write with tagin, and you ended up writing without tagin, that's like writing in a different language. It's complete oisdias. But in the language of Ksava Shuri with Tagin, it's Chatzi Eisdias. That's the difference. If he had in mind to write with Tagin, even if it's not a Sefer Torah, even if it's a regular piece of paper, regular letter, and you did not finish the Tagin, you'd be potter. Because it's not what you had in mind to write. I was thinking maybe a little bit different. The person wants to write Ksava Shuri in a regular letter. Why is he doing that? I think he's doing that. Feel like the kisha, that's like for the art, or for the graphics, to have a look. You know, sometimes people make a sign in Ksav Ashuri. So if you write Ksav Ashuri and you leave out the tagin, that's ba'onish. So when a person does have a mind to write Ksav Ashuri, he's doing it for a reason. He wants to have that tzapras look, and he's leaving out the tagin, that would taka be missing in the etzemais. But the way he learns that, that's a completely different language. It's a little bit Kiddush. And then the Sefer in Masa Melech, he clears the Shaila, according to Shemush Rav and Fra, the Tagan Amakiv, the Tagan, is it a separate thing? Or was it like Mamish part of Ksivis Ois? Nachmin is, there's nothing Mukefis Kavil. One of the lochas of Ksivis Ois is it has to be Mukefis Kavil. But if you hold the Tagan, maybe it's just like a separate thing, it's not part of the Ois, maybe there's no Hakpodah, there's a Dibuk on that. There's no Dibuk on the Ois. The Ois is complete, it's not connected to anything, but he clears the Shaila, what about the Tag itself? If that's connected to another letter, maybe that's not market. And all halachas of ksiva, for example, on a get, you have to write lashma. The person's writing a get with tagin. Do the tagin have to be in lashma? And then he says, well, Moshe, I know about in the special halachas in the film, mezuzahs has to be written kisidron, not a sefer Torah. Sefer Torah, you can always go back and fix the letter. The film mezuzah is one of the hard parts of it, one of the reasons for the cost. And the expensive film is because if they make a mistake, you can't go back and fix it. It has to be written kisidron, it has to be written in order, so you can't go back and fix an ois that was wrong, it's not written in order. So he's telling, what about the tagin? Would the tagin also be written kisidron? Can you go back and fix the tagin? If tagin is like a separate then maybe you can go back and fix it. But if it's part of the tzivit, can you go back? And I would say, I hear his shayga b'negeya l'shma, that if tagin has to be l'shma or not, or in a gap, because you don't really need tagin. But in the shayla of Mukefes Kevil, that I think is Mustabra, so he does something in Mukefes Kevil. There's a locha, the father according to Shmush Rabbah, Tagin is Ma'akiv in Safras. The Chayyah is telling you that's a Susa Ois, that these Oisdias have to have Tagin. And Mustabra does have to have Mukefes Kevil, has to have space around it, cannot be Dovak. Okay, and one more point in the Sugi over there, in Shabbos, of Kostan Mabez, the Gemara says, Tana, Kosov Oisachas, Vashlimu Naseifa. Person writes one ois, but that ois finished the sefer. That's chayev. Or if chut echad, v'shimun lebeg, it's chayev. If he sews one string, one stitch, and he finished the beg, it's chayev. Even though, you know, normally the shiur of ksiva is two oisies, but this is the last ois that finishes the sefer. He wrote the whole sefer before Shabbos, but he had one ois left, and that ois he wrote on Shabbos, that's already chayev. You don't need to, that's already chosha. Because it's finishing the sefer, it's chosha. The Yishenim explained, it's not, someone to say, it's asmak of a papish. It's different than you finished off like the king of the sefer, but the Yishem says that's not what it means. It means Yichem Mishim Kaistav. Nafkamin is what the Asura is. You have to be Masu Mishim Kaistav. That even though Kaistav always has a Shiv to Oisis, but over here, it's a Shiv is to the last Ois that finishes the sefer, Yichem for one Ois. The same thing on Ariga. Normally, sewing is, weaving is with two chutzim, two stitches, but the Shiv is two stitches, then one stitch you popped up, but if it was the last stitch and it finished the beggar, then Yichem, else Oirik. That's Oirik.
So,
first av, it's a din of the shear, that the shear is over here is one ois because it's chasha. So Rashi says over there that the reason why chasha b'sachas is chayev, Rashi mentions the Gemara in Ksubas, Tafites, that says, Atishkin b'alecha avla. You're not allowed to leave there safe as a shein emuga. You're not allowed to leave in your house as safe as shein emuga. Because you didn't come to make a mistake. And some women thought that's going to say for the use of Kriya Torah, even for Kriya, even for learning. You're not going to give a chumash that's in a muga. If you know there's a mistake in it, you're going to fix it. The person should not read the pasuk wrong. So that's the chashivas of finishing it. And Rashi does say, also, Lashon, it's going on Echem Chavdal and Svarim. It's going on one of the Chavdal and Svarim of Tanakh. So the Mechassim here's the kasha, why does Rashi say it's Dafgan Tanakh? And if it be a different sefer that you finish it off at the last letter, it's also chshivas of any sefer. You finish off the sefer. So Michal Sinek wants to say, Teretz says, because we have pod on every single ois is in Tanakh, Teresh Rabbah Peh. But every other sefer, if it's one ois is a little bit off, it's not such a big deal. That's what he wants to answer. But I don't really understand that, because I think to us, even to have a Shas, a Mishainim, maybe even Gedenle Echreinim, if the mistake of one letter, we wouldn't want to leave it that way, we would correct it. The same chashiv is to a sefer muga, even from Shnayis of Shas.
Yeah, but that's not official. That would be no matter what. That would be, let's say it's missing five words. You also fix one word. I said, I'll tell you, it won't make a difference. If five words fixed and you fix one word, you did nothing. It's only the last word. Because then it's safe that it's kosher, and it's from Basel to kosher. The last word. But I'm assuming it's Gil Magi, I assure you, Magi. Every time it's a mistake, Gil Magi. There's no mile that now it's complete.
But how about when it's the last ice?
It's the last ice. It doesn't have to be the last ice, by the way.
But the Gemara says. You're right. Let's go to the Gemara again. The Gemara says, "Tana kosa v'isachas v'shlim
l'sefer." V'shlim l'sefer. It's not the last one. It's missing a word in Shmoyt.
Okay, so we have one ois. I have a perfect Rashba. I have a perfect Ramban. A perfect Rashba. Just one ois. One ois is wrong. It happened to be a viva. They know. We have some chashivas. We have chashivas to. It changes from a muga sefer to a not muga sefer. Okay, my sir, that's the Mechas Chanas Teres, and you see that from Rashi, that this Chiddush, that one ois is choshev, like two ois is only on Chavtan to the Kiddush. So, Shlugel Tzarechi, and just tell me why.